It might be hard to tell, but that's the sound of a plane with lower carbon emissions. The aircraft is refueling on the tarmac at the Telluride Regional Airport, which last year began integrating sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, into its operation.
I guess a simple way to explain it, it's non-petroleum. You're not using oil. You're using vegetation. You're using used vegetable oils, those kinds of things, into the manufacture of this fuel.
Kenneth Manpa is Telluride's airport director. According to Manpa, Telluride is one of two airports in Colorado using the fuel. SAF has a lot of upsides. It can reduce aviation emissions by up to 80%. And it's interchangeable with conventional fuel, which helps on the equipment front.
You don't have to change your infrastructure. You don't have to have it in a separate tank or anything else.
The downside?
Well, it's very expensive.
Supply is one factor contributing to that cost. SAF is very limited in the U.S. That's according to Richard Thacker, Director of Integration and Operational Strategy at Atlantic Aviation, a company that services providers across the country.
That's the real challenge with SAF right now. It's not particularly new technology, but again, it is very, very limited in quantity. And so it's very difficult to, you know, get it to markets, especially in the interior portion of the country.
Demand is another factor. A lot of airports, according to Thacker, are asking for SAF.
The requests are coming from coast to coast, and the answer is always the same. We're doing our best to get our hands on as much of supply as we possibly can, but right now it's very limited.
That limited supply also complicates the green aspect of the fuel. Atlantic supplies SAF to Aspen-Pitkin County Airport, the other spot in Colorado using it. Thacker notes they had to be very thoughtful about transporting the fuel almost 1,200 miles to the mountain town.
We didn't want the headline to be "Dirty truck delivers clean fuel." So we made sure that the transport trucks were utilizing renewable diesel to transport the product. And then we did the equation on that and made sure the carbon benefit or the loss of the carbon benefit of the SAF was minimal, and it was.
Several major airlines, including United and British Airways, have used SAF. And there's a chance supply, and therefore cost, will be less of an issue in the future. Last year, the Biden administration announced a goal to ramp up domestic SAF production from the current level of roughly 4.5 million gallons per year to 3 billion by 2030. Dr. Tracy Dodd thinks that sort of top-down push is essential to make aviation green. Dodd is a researcher at the Adelaide Business School in Australia who focuses on decarbonization.
We wouldn't have renewable electricity if it wasn't for government intervention. And I think that airlines have been left holding the baby on this one, and everybody needs to get behind and support them.
But Dodd also stresses more attention from governments starts with more focus from the public.
People are not completely aware of the environmental impact of flying or that there are other options available. And so we need to increase awareness of that. And by doing that, legislators have a stronger mandate to increase regulation, which supports business.
Along the way, Dodd adds, it's important not to greenwash and overstate the environmental benefits of existing green options.
I feel if you were to look at a whole range of websites around sustainable aviation fuel, you would have a false sense of security that things are looking good. This is all positive. We can be carbon neutral. We don't have to make this trade-off. You know, I think that that's not helpful in the community conversation.
Current SAF, Dodd notes, doesn't eliminate carbon from aviation completely. So carbon neutral flying will take more innovation and leadership. But Dodd also says she's optimistic that by 2050, she'll be able to fly on a plane and produce little to no carbon emissions. In the meantime, Manpa says the Telluride Regional Airport aims to increase its SAF usage over the next decade. The airport currently uses a fuel blend that's about 30% SAF.
So if we can just keep increasing that, if manufacturing can scale up, we're first in line.
There's certainly no shortage of incentives. As climate change intensifies, a warmer world could dent the winter and summer tourism ecosystem that draws planes and passengers to the airport in the first place. For KOTO and the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition, I'm Matt Hoisch.